could talk the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Hank Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingham Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dell here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show. And this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Yeah, wow. You know, those people are all institutions, and they're just some of the great voices, but also personalities, and put WPTF on the map. And we're now in our 100th year of broadcasting to Raleigh, Wake County, and a good chunk of North Carolina, and now the world. Because my friends, when I was on my trips in Israel and in the Mediterranean and the Adriatic, most recent, I talked to the Weekend Gardener program from wherever I was, and Hawaii too, at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I could also stand up on top of the old wall in Dubrovnik, Croatia, and listen to the Weekend Gardener. That is really something. Carl Gertz, who started Our State magazine in the 1930s and who was a big personality on WPTF in the 1940s and 50s, would really marvel. But and Bart Rittner, Bill Jackson, Gary Dornberg, Charlie Gaddy, all of those greats. Bill Friday, who was on WPTF back in the 40s as a student at NC State, and he was actually, I guess, not on the air then. He was scorekeeper and everything for the broadcast team of games. And later, of course, president of the started the Consolidated University of North Carolina, and an institution, one of the most respected educators in the world. But he was also a fan of the Weekend Gardener. And
He sure was.
He really was. He called the show occasionally. He would call me occasionally. He loved peonies. That's what he always asked about. What should we be doing to our peonies right now, Mike? I said, I think I got a little mildew on them. And wow, I mean, I don't know how he ever had time to do stuff like that. But he was a great man. Had a textile engineering degree. He played from NC State. He played baseball at Wake Forest College, and he got a law degree from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, in a class with Terry Sanford and a lot of great lawyers and justices of the Supreme Court. So,
well, one time I visited when he was the president of the Consolidated University. They have a beautiful home there, and it has a fantastic garden if you've never seen it. It is really fantastic. Yeah. And he had a brother, too, who was a judge. And they were all rural-oriented from, I believe, Lincolnton, where he was from?
He was down around Charlotte.
And they were all very much oriented toward rural life, Johnny. And he used to love, he'd call me up. When I was Attorney General, I was the lawyer for the university system, and he said, "Can we go talk law at the Ballantyne's cafeteria, or the K&W in Raleigh?"
Just like Rufus, he invited in 2006 for Ann Clapp and me to be on North Carolina People.
Absolutely.
And how could you have a greater honor than being on with Bill Friday, sitting out on the patio at the Arboretum, the Ralston Arboretum, and being interviewed by Bill Friday. So, there's a little trivia question. You know who also, he didn't get a degree in it, but do you know who also studied textile engineering at North Carolina State University before Mr. Friday was there?
Ann Clapp.
No, she studied chemistry at Florida State.
Oh, chemistry, okay.
Yeah. Randolph Scott.
Good gracious.
The actor.
Oh.
The actor who did more than 1,000
movies. They had a Randolph Scott week just 2 weeks ago.
He did mostly westerns, but Randolph Scott, he played, he was from Charlotte, and he's buried there. But he went to Georgia Tech and after the war and played football and got hurt and then transferred to he played football at Georgia Tech and then transferred to NC State, but he left and went to Hollywood.
Wow.
How about that?
Well, I did not know that he got that degree.
We learned all kinds of things. What are we about to learn from Phil Campbell?
All right. We've got a lot of things going on here today. We've got the food truck, the Tasty 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 food truck, and they can just about fix anything you want. They can fix you a salad, they can fix you whatever. And I think usually they have hot dogs and hamburgers and all kinds of goodies. So and they usually have fries. So just come on over and let's tell them what we want in just a little while. I think they're going to start about 11:30. We have plenty of donuts and apple fritters, and courtesy of Cindy over at South Hills. Yes.
Well, courtesy of Phil, really.
Well, yeah, but Cindy made them.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. We have roses today. All the roses are $30 a piece. What a great Mother's Day.
Oh, that is incredible.
Well, yeah,
say that again.
Now that, folks, let me tell you.
All roses are $30.
And these are in 3 gallon
pots.
3 gallon
pots.
And you haven't hidden them.
You
have them right here.
That's right.
Because they're all gorgeous.
Let me tell folks, I love my roses. You better get here and you better get here early. Those will go, and I see.
Yeah, because you're running out of sunlight at your house.
I about am. And there's one over there, Phil, that's a purple. I'm looking at.
And it smells really good. It has
I got a nice whiff of that.
Yep. Is that a hot tea hybrid?
No, I think that one of those is a Climber and one is a Floribunda. That there's two purpley colors over there. And if you want to see, you can put a rose in a nice big container. There's one right beside the door of our wholesale.
Absolutely.
It's been there. It's been in that pot for like probably 8 years. And you can grow it there and just cut it back.
Yeah.
Every, like in the winter, and it
and
comes
you can
right
buy,
back out.
You can buy beautiful containers that will accent your patio or your deck or,
we have,
or whatever you have.
We went, we just went not long ago. Dan went to Statesville for us, and they actually make these containers in Statesville. And so it's another North Carolina product.
Do you have that for
we
people
have
to buy?
We have tons of those over at the gazebo.
Right.
They're gorgeous. I mean, they're like the one that this big rose is in.
Oh, they're wonderful.
We've got those, and then we've got our vegetables are on sale, big time sale. And I was trying to get Deanna up here. I'll just talk about her, and if she comes by, that'll be great.
Well,
Deanna actually, I asked her when she came into work. I told her what I would like to have because I can never. Shane was able to do some of this while he was here, but I love having like a demonstration garden out front.
Yeah.
So people can actually see how to grow, and kids, especially kids, I mean, that's like really great. These are radishes straight out of that garden. She's got carrots. She's got beets. We've got all kinds of early. We got some peas out there, and I'm getting ready to get her to put some snap bean seed in. We're going to do that. We've got tomatoes out there. We've got peppers out there. We've got cucumbers and squash. We're just going to continue to put everything in when the broccoli and all that sort of thing goes out. But I want it, and she has done one fantastic job on that. I barely told her how to do it, and she just went ahead and took care of it for me. So, Deanna, you've done a fine job, girl. I really appreciate you. And she's out there listening, I think, on the
radio. Are you growing any kale?
There is some kale out there.
The scientists at NC State University are developing a Rufus variety of kale.
All right. That's great.
I can't wait.
It'll be just so sweet you can't stand it.
Right, right.
Well, Phil is going to show me sometime how to fix that stuff so I like it.
Yep. So we've got...
Put some vinegar and ketchup on it.
We've got, yeah, really? That about hide anything. So then over in the gazebo also, we have some containers on sale. It's the color pots. They're plastic, but they're really nice colors. They're kind of like Southwest colors, and so you could put things in those on your doorstep or on your patio or whatever and just kind of spruce things up a little bit.
Oh, what's some of that tent out there, Phil?
What now?
The tent out front.
Okay, getting ready to talk about that.
Okay.
That's Kristen from Slice Pie Company. She is down on South Saunders Street.
Oh, yeah.
Or South Street, whichever.
That's in my neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah. She's right down from the seafood restaurant.
Or Arps, yeah.
Yep.
Is she going to have a pie eating contest?
I don't know. You probably could talk her into it.
It's wonderful pie.
She sells slices and whole pies. So we're just happy to have her. And then her dad is here, Mike. And his old Model T or whatever is out on the front lawn.
They named everybody Mike back in the 50s.
I know. Yeah, Mike's a great guy, too. Mikes are great guys.
Well, one time brought that to the Capital Foundation.
Yes, he's got a picture of that.
And he also brought some pies one time to the Super Kids.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
So for a pie throwing contest?
Well, I ducked.
All right. And I've got one thing that that Dan over at retail wanted to talk about just a minute. They're having a Field of Honor, and it's going to be Memorial Day weekend, the 24th through 27th. And they're just trying to get people to go over there and see that on the baseball field at West Raleigh. And what they do is they put flags out in that whole outfield. And it's really a pretty amazing thing to see. And it's open. They have taps at 8 o'clock every night, and it's open 24 hours a day.
What's the address there, Phil?
It's actually 830 Behringer Drive. It's right off of Jones Franklin Road.
Okay.
Right off of Jones Franklin, okay? So if you come on the Beltline from Raleigh, you would exit off on Jones Franklin, take a right, and take your first left.
Yep.
So, but it's a worthwhile thing. It's really beautiful to see all those flags out there.
There's got to be more going on than that here.
I was just admiring the edibles that you have over there, the blueberries. You've got some rabbit eye blueberries over there. That's the variety to plant in this area.
And they're full of blueberries.
They are full of blueberries.
Yes, they are. I noticed.
Guaranteed to produce.
Buy one.
But one of the most amazing ones was the pawpaw. You have a pawpaw over there.
People are always asking me.
This is the expert on pawpaw.
I don't know about that.
He's got a pawpaw patch.
But everybody's always asking me where they can find pawpaws, and I don't know where to send them.
Is there a Potomac pawpaw?
There is. That's the Neil Peterson variety.
Because a lady called a little while ago, and she was asking for a Potomac pawpaw.
Yeah, that's a Neil Peterson variety. I've actually got one of those in the demonstration plot.
Now, talk more about pawpaws. What do we do with pawpaws? Now, you gave me some, and driving back from Oxford, it made the car smell like bananas to me.
That's what you said.
That's the closest thing I got. I mean, it's not bananas, but that's the closest thing. And then I took a spoon and ate it out of the thing, the plant.
Yeah. Well, that's the best way to eat them. Just sort of slice them the long way and scoop them out. They have pretty good sized seeds, and I mean, so you can eat around the seeds.
How do you know when they're ready to eat?
That's a trickier part. They don't have a long shelf life, so picking them at the right stage, when they're just a little soft to the touch, is how I usually will pick them. And if you can catch them just a little firmer, they'll last longer. But they don't ripen any once you pick them. So you do want to make sure that they are ripe, so they have that flavor.
Question. Do you have to have two pawpaw trees?
It's best too, because they have the same issue that pecans have. The pollen will shed on one variety when the female flower is not ready to receive the pollen.
But there's not a male tree and a female tree.
No, they have both male and female flowers on the same
plant.
That's
what I need to know, because I get that question all the time.
It's when the pollen sheds versus when the female flower is receptive to the pollen. So it is best to have two different varieties. I didn't see a variety on yours. They were just seedling. Are they seedling varieties?
Yes.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean, they're native to all 100 counties
and you can't find them everywhere.
No, you cannot.
Right.
So we try to keep
them here when we can get them.
Yeah,
love them.
Yeah.
All right. What can you bake anything with pawpaws, or
you can make
pawpaw
bread? Make pawpaw bread. Like you make banana nut bread. Just take the banana out and put the pawpaw in. I make pawpaw pancakes out of them.
Oh. What do they smell like to you if they don't smell like bananas?
They smell like a pawpaw to me.
Well, that doesn't tell us anything, Johnny.
Yeah, they do have the texture, I guess, of a banana. Hillbilly banana is one of the common names.
That's because people think they smell like bananas.
But they have a nice flavor. I mean, nice scent. I like the scent. If you put them in the refrigerator or freezer and try to hold them, especially the freezer, they get sort of a smoky taste to me. They have the tannins from the peeling will sort of get into the flesh
a tree farm over near Banner Elk, Johnny.
Yes.
And it was written up in Our State magazine about a year ago.
Really interesting article.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I mean, as you said, they grow in every state.
Yeah, in every county in this state.
And I'm sure they have a colonial history, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know the total history of them, but usually when you see them, the native ones, they're small. They're a lot smaller than the varieties.
I assume they like a lot of sun.
No, they're an understory tree.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well,
got understory.
Then I've got plenty of understory.
Yeah. You've got a perfect place for them over there. So the ones I have, after saying that, the ones I have up in northern Granville County are actually in full sun, and they do burn some. The leaves will burn a little bit during the summertime, and if the leaves get thin on the tree, the actual fruit will scorch a little bit.
Have you got a sign out there that says come see the pawpaw patch?
I don't. No. It's on a private property, so
it's
have to be careful
down
about.
Rufus can go up there and sell it.
It's way down yonder.
Rufus can come set up a stand and sell his book and stuff like that if you want to work something out.
Yeah, and Rufus dogs.
And Rufus dogs.
Well, the place to do that is that Phil rent me a little place out here on Rufus Way Road.
There you go.
By the way, Phil, you need to repeat.
We've got about 30 seconds.
These roses, that is the most phenomenal sale.
Come buy the roses. I don't want to see a rose left.
You can get mother. You can get her a dozen roses, or you can buy her a rose bush, and she'll have
buy a dozen rose bushes.
That's right.
Yeah.
$30.
All right. When we come back, I want to talk about that climbing rose out there on the fence here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener at Campbell Road Nursery here in Raleigh. But it's mighty close to Cary, so I'm suspicious that it's in Cary, not Raleigh. But it says Raleigh. Okay. We'll be back. Back on WPTF at Campbell Road Nursery. Rufus just swallowed a fly.
Yeah.
Are you tired of waking up to find your precious garden decimated people by pesky critters? Say goodbye to the frustration of battling unwanted visitors with Imos Garden Natural Animal Repellents. The ultimate solution for gardeners everywhere. Whether it's deer and rabbits munching on your flowers, squirrels digging in your beds, moles and voles tunneling through your lawn, or snakes slithering too close for comfort, just like last night, there was a black snake.
Yeah, a black snake. Little kid came up to me and said, "Mr. Rufus, do you like snakes?" I said, "No, not really."
But
no.
Black snakes are good people.
Yeah, they are.
But Imos Garden will keep them away from certain areas, like garden parties. Our specially formulated repellents are crafted from botanical oils and natural ingredients, creating highly effective repellents. There are no harsh chemicals, just pure, reliable protection. The repellents are safe to use around children, pets, and beneficial wildlife. Say goodbye to toxic chemicals and hello to a garden that flourishes in harmony with nature. Imos Garden repellents are available in local garden centers and hardware stores all over the Triangle area, including right here at Campbell Road Nursery. You heard the signal. Protect your garden today with Imos Garden repellents. People, pet, and eco-friendly. Imos Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. And they're no pest to worry about with black cow. Black cow is the perfect mulch. It's made like you're supposed to with cow manure. And see, we repurpose cow manure at Black Cow and on the Weekend Gardener many times. Our process helps to be environmentally friendly and beneficial for your garden and lawn. And Black Cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils, and it helps to retain moisture, too. Your lawn, your flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. For more details, check out their wonderful website, blackcow.com. They have other products, and they have a lot of helpful hints there. In fact, I think I wrote an article for them at one time. I don't know if it's still there or if it's been banned. But Black Cow is spelled with a K, the cow, because they just don't know how to spell. But Dean Bailey does. Dean Bailey is one of the smartest people I've ever met, and he just happens to be a great mechanic, an innovative mechanic, and owns King's Auto Service, and one of his favorite customers is Chip Winston. Now, Chip, why is Dean one of your favorite people, and why do you go to King's Auto Service with your cars?
Well, I've known Dean for over 30 years, And he's done my cars well before he started advertising with me. And he is one of the most brilliant guys. He's always learning. They'll shut down the shop for a day or two just to go to these classes.
And he bought a hybrid vehicle just to learn about the hybrid vehicle.
Yeah.
And now he's got that service.
He bought an EV, the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, is he going to do that too?
He's got an EV as well.
Oh, my gosh.
But he will replace your battery pack around 150,000 miles if it's a hybrid, and it will be less than you would pay at the dealer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they know all about it. As you said, they're well-trained. And, you know, the seasons change, and it affects us. You know, it's kind of chilly this morning.
We're in a transition right now from cool to it's going to be really hot soon.
Right.
And at the end of that period, you need to have your cabin air filter checked.
Oh, well, we had terrible pollen this year, as we did last year. And please make sure that all of the filters, you have several in vehicles now, not just for you in the cabin, but especially for the engine. So get that checked. Something that Don Griffin, one of my other favorite mechanics, and Bobby Dunn and all those guys in the Independent Garage Owners Association stressed were brakes and tires. You've got to make sure that your tires are in good shape, and the standards have changed for checking the tread depth. They are the experts. They can check that. They can check not only that hybrid battery, but also that 12-volt battery, and the technology, I think, has come along more and more, so you can really hone it down as to when that battery may run out.
And if you live in Raleigh, the streets are not in very good shape right now, so you need to check your alignment often.
Often, yeah, really. Yeah, and you may have to replace a tire sometimes or a rim because of that. So, you know, from wiper blades to everything else in your car, you can depend on King's Auto Service. And they've been in downtown for a long time.
Yeah, he really has. He's a Northwest Street in Raleigh.
46 years they have been in. Dean's a relatively young man, and he obviously hasn't been there, but his uncle started the business all those years ago. Good morning, Shane.
And hey.
You know, get the AC checked, get the air conditioning checked. You'd be really mad if you got up on a hot day and that didn't work. Go to King's Auto Service, West Street, downtown Raleigh. They have Correct Lube, King's Correct Lube, so they can change your oil slow or fast, whichever you'd like. And they're the best by far.
So
as is Camber Road Nursery.
Well, thank you. I need to say a few things before it gets down to the bewitching hour of 11.
Are you going to preach a sermon, or are you going to talk about plans?
No, I'm not going to preach a sermon.
All right.
I just need to thank all of my workers, the wholesale people, the retail people. Dan is not up here right now, Dan Wholesale, because he's down helping with traffic. And he actually just texted me and told me that all the traffic areas were full. Where we go from here? And I'm going to tell you, that's never happened before. I'm really appreciative to the radio station. I'm appreciative to Dan and the guys that are helping out with the traffic. And Shane's walked up. He's the one that's helped us get started in that garden.
A marvel of state government and of plants.
There you go. And, you know, Deanna couldn't have gotten these radishes going if Shane hadn't have helped get all those boxes out there.
Can you eat the greens too?
I'm sure you can.
Rufus,
I could do that.
I don't know what they taste like.
Yeah, Shane's a mountain boy too.
I'll eat anything.
Does radish greens heads taste like radish?
Well,
radish greens.
She's turning a little green.
Radish greens taste a little bit like a turnip green.
Oh. Yep. Oh, well, there you could get some creasy greens and some radish greens.
Yeah. To go with his kale.
They actually taste good. They do. They taste pretty much like a turnip green. Mm-hmm, I bet they're good. I mean, I bet they're good fixed with turnip greens. You mix kale and greens. Well, hey, Linwood, here's a man right here that
Is Linwood the gas man?
Yeah, and if he didn't help me, there's no way I could – he and his wife – hadn't helped me all these years, there's no way I could made it.
I love people who can fix things.
Yes.
Here's to Linwood.
Yes, that's for sure. I mean, they've helped build all the stuff to rent the office, everything, and then Veronica he came over, and he and Veronica's son, Alexander, built the new part of the pergola. I mean, you have got to have friends in your life that you enjoy being with and that can help you do things and that you can help.
I was here when he started that, and Carlton was out there helping too.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Does Linwood do this for a living, or?
No, he works for Suburban, and he does this to help me. He's a friend.
Well, he could probably be a millionaire doing all that other stuff.
Well, he could be.
Yeah.
But he does it for us for minimal pay, and
he does it because he likes Carlton.
Yeah, that's who he likes.
He works and Phil, of course. He likes working with Carlton, who can also do about everything.
I saw Mary around here too. She was munching on a.
I think about everybody in Raleigh is here.
Yeah, I think so too.
And we need a polling place here. Don't
yeah, we do.
Rufus?
We need to make sure we put.
Yeah.
Hey, we need a sign to put up for Janet, for mayor.
Oh, I know. Yeah, she's quite a gardener.
Because she came over, and she was she's a very good person.
Obviously one of the smartest people around, but she's also an avid gardener, just like Rufus Edmonston and some of the many of the lovely people we had last night at Rufus's weekend gardener garden party.
And to show you how small the world is, you know, Janet's like, I wanted to do a few more things in my yard, so – do you have someone that could help me with that? And I'm like, well, you know, Gail's over here. Let me go get Gail and, introduce the two of you and get things so you can talk with her.
Oh, you're architect, yes.
So listen, she's like, she saw Gail and Gail saw her and Gail said, I've done work in your yard before.
Oh, my.
And so she had kind of lost touch with Gail, and now she's back up again.
Well.
And here's Mary. This is Linwood's wife. And she
who's not contrary.
Let me tell you about Mary. She's the one that measures and gets all, and does all the figuring, so they don't have to cut but one time.
Hey, Linwood, you don't do any figuring?
She's the one. Yes. You don't have to cut your board but one time. Thank y'all for everything.
Yeah, and then thank you. I'm glad to meet Linwood. I don't know how many times I've heard you say Linwood.
Yep. And there's Leela over there. You've met her. She's handing out donuts. Is that your nephew? Huh? I mean grandson.
Brought the whole family.
Oh, look
here.
At
how
you.
About that?
All right. Thank you. So, huh?
He's staying with me this summer.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, he can learn a lot
Mary,
from you.
You ever heard figures don't lie, but liars sure do figure.
So, Phil, tell us about that climbing rose out there. It's so pretty and so striking.
Okay, it's Peggy Martin. And Peggy Martin rose was discovered down close to the bayou or somewhere. It was under salt water. It had survived Hurricane Katrina. Okay, and now it's just like everybody wants it. We planted that one. Literally, a man ran through and just tore that rose all to pieces and knocked our fence down one day.
Oh.
And got out and backed up and got out of his car. Didn't even know he had done it. Bless his heart. So... or acted like he didn't know. So anyway, the Peggy Martin rose did not even bother taking a hit. I mean, it has just, it's gone crazy this year. It's taken it about 3 years, and it's just.
Well, Phil, there's another rose, too, that survived that you gave me. That's a miniature-type rose that survived that same catastrophe.
I'll have to see what that one is.
Yeah.
I don't know what that one is.
It was on a little trellis.
Yeah.
And it's a miniature size rose.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And you described it as the same one.
Yeah.
Or one that, not like that, of course.
Similar, yes.
Yeah. Similar circumstances.
You never know. I mean, it's just how people and plants are so alike. They can have so many stresses, you know, and come out being all right,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
It's just it's just life, and that's what we're about around here is just looking at the successes and
The good life.
Yes, yeah. And being, you know, being thankful for them.
I got to say again, those $30 roses are thinning out.
That's folks. Good. I'm tired of we're tired of watering them.
You better get out here and get them.
No, we want everybody to give them for Mother's Day. That was their great Mother's Day gifts.
Do you have any tequila sunrise?
No, we brought not the tequila sunrise, but one similar to it. And we brought it in. We brought 15 in, and they were gone the next day.
Well, the tequila sunrise is the best rose I've ever had.
We brought the one from the corner that was behind the cabin. It's sitting over there. It's planted right over there in that border. Yeah. They do so well.
They sure do.
The Piggy Martin climbing rose, how should we care for that? It needs sun, lots of sun.
Yep.
It needs...
put it on an arbor. Not just an arbor. You're going to have to put it on a big, substantial fence.
Yeah, you were showing me a picture of that somebody had
somebody trained that.
Somebody
had one that went straight up, and then they went out two ways, like to the right and to the left, and they had it hanging down.
It was gorgeous.
From that, it was just beautiful.
And you say this one repeats. Bloom, a lot of the rambling roses like
blooms,
that.
It blooms all summer.
That's awesome. Yeah, it is gorgeous.
Where does it get the strength?
I don't know. Where did it get the strength to survive Katrina?
Yeah.
Salt water.
We assume it's salt tolerant, so you can take it to the coast if you need.
Really?
That's like the ligustrum that they found down somewhere in North Carolina that survived that 1985
the David Hardy
day below zero freeze.
Davison Hardy.
So they're miracle plants. We should respect them and love them.
Yeah, it's just like I said, they're miracle plants and miracle people. I mean, you just look around, you know. You just have to help people out and plants out.
That's right. We collect them. What's the best smelling, best fragrance among these?
What was it? Look at that one on the end over there. Next
Tropicana's
to the end.
Tropicana's a good one.
Yeah, Tropicana's a nice smeller, too. It smells... Mr. Lincoln doesn't smell... It smells pretty good.
Yeah, Mr. Lincoln is a...
No.
It's an old variety.
That one. What's that one? Yeah, that's the one that smells really good.
So there are all kinds of...
Pink peach. Pink peace.
Pink
it's like the peace, the old yellow peace rose, old timer. Well, now they've got a pink peace, and it smells really good.
And there are a lot of different colors. There are yellow roses, if you like those. There are kind of peachy, orangey, red. Mr. Lincoln, of course, is one of the most famous red roses.
Right.
There are one of the most famous roses. What else do you have on sale here?
Okay.
Vegetables.
Vegetables. There's petunias and verbena over that way that are on sale. And we have containers to make your container gardens. They're on sale. I mean, they're buy one, get one free. The Southwest colors of containers, they're really nice. We've got, not on sale, but for sale, we've got plenty of geraniums. My brother brought geraniums and hanging baskets on Thursday.
From King, North Carolina. Yeah.
Right. Bless him. He brought some of the most beautiful baskets and geraniums in, and some gerbers. And some dahlias. So one thing I've really liked that we grew are some gerbers. They're the perennial gerbers. And they're over in the 6-inch pots over at the cabin. They're really beautiful.
Yeah, gerbers are gorgeous.
These are really listed as a perennial. So,
as my Uncle Russell used to say, we ain't talking about tomatoes this morning.
Well, tomatoes... Or, you know, I'm just hoping that the ones we got are going to live. You never know.
That's a good kind of a succinct way to talk about tomatoes, the hardest vegetable to grow.
Yep.
Everybody wants them.
And that's
crazy. Gerald says, just plant a lot of varieties. One of them will do okay for you.
Yeah, even Gerald has problems.
I mean, what's crazy is just the other side of these greenhouses, 20 years ago, we had a huge garden, and we never had any problem with tomatoes in the ground. Never. So I need to know why.
Granville will.
Yeah,
don't blame Granville for that.
I'm sorry.
Could be Southern blood.
Only because you live in Granville.
Blame Granville.
I love Granville again.
So Shane, what's going on with you? Not nothing.
He can't talk without a microphone.
Yeah, you got 30 seconds.
That's all you're giving him?
All right, I'm not going to filibuster, but I do want to say.
Well, that's right. You can filibuster. Yeah, he knows how to prank.
I'll give you some of mine.
Say, give me 30 seconds. You know, I'm not out here as much as I used to be, but came out here to say hi to you guys. And for Phil, if you don't know her, she's the most generous person I've ever met. She supported people.
Well, you say that again.
And she cares about every one of her people. I mean, she cares about her plants like she does her people. So even if you're not a plant person, you should come out and just meet her and say hello, come visit.
She loves them even if she has to put them in timeout.
She is special.
And there's
a lot of personalities out here. So I encourage people to
Well, she only hires personalities.
I encourage people to come out and visit. It's a great place.
All right, sir, are you going to have a display at the flower show this year at the state fair?
Yeah. I plan to do a garden this year.
Did you win anything this year?
Last year, I got first in my category. Yeah, I did a Jimmy
Buffett.
There
was some really stuff
garden.
Out there. The Barbie house was kind of interesting.
Yeah. There was some. Oh, yeah, the Barbie house was really nice. Wasn't it? I'm glad I wasn't competing against the Barbie house. This year I'll do the Ken house and see what I can do.
Yeah, there you go.
I can figure out what that is.
That was, good stuff. You had a beautiful display.
Thanks.
Takes so much time because I know Dan, who works here, is in charge of that out there, and he has to start in the worst time of the year. August. When you can't get enough water. And it's really a challenge.
Yeah. Dan is, he's a hardworking guy. A couple of years ago after COVID, when they didn't have the fair going on at all, that place looked like, I don't know if anybody knows the Walking Dead reference, but what the world looks like when nothing's happened for 10 years. That's what it looked like at the fairgrounds. And he was able to
work a miracle
and get it cleaned up.
Yeah.
And the rumor on the street is they're going to rebuild the flower house at some point. So I also
will say
rebuilding everything. They rebuilt the rabbit house.
I know.
Well, bring the rabbits back.
So one quick thing. I don't mean to interrupt you, but today is Bluebird Day. They're everywhere. We've got about six or eight families. We've got our bluebird houses. I'm selling those for exactly what I paid for them. I want everybody to get a bluebird house. They're $15. I mean, you can't. It's a steal deal.
Where do you put? Now you have
anywhere
right here in the middle
anywhere.
Of everybody.
There's one over there in the right at the cabin, right on the where everybody walks.
They want to be protected. They want to have a clear view of everything.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Johnny.
That's where, yeah, and we have several of them at the farm on every fence post we can find.
We had one, Melissa and I were out talking in the yard yesterday, and one flew right into a big Mahonia we have because the berries are on them right now.
Right.
I don't know if they have a, they probably don't have a nest there, but they got a house someplace close, and so plant Mahonias too. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Joe the Bouncer and Mrs. just
I
made
just
an
saw
appearance.
Joe the Bouncer. How could you
just,
miss him?
Just
he's
made
a,
an appearance.
He's the tallest person on the grounds right now, and Susan.
Well, by the way, people always think you've got to put a bluebird house out on a fence post somewhere.
No.
Not so.
Yeah,
if you just look right here.
We've been watching bluebirds go in and out all day.
Yeah.
You giving up.
It's gone out.
No, it hadn't.
Yeah, it is. I think it was.
Well.
Yeah. Anyway, so we just want to welcome everybody. I don't even care whether you buy anything or not. Just come out here, walk
20
around.
20 seconds.
Have a good time.
We love all of everybody at this table and our listeners. Thank you so much for everything you've done for the Weekend Gardener over the year. Find a Weekend Gardener magazine. It's the most beautiful, thickest issue we've ever had. And, please join us next week. That's the best way you can thank us is by being a part of the show. And have a great day, everybody. It's one of the prettiest I've ever seen.
And be the person your dog.
Come to Cabo Road Nursery.
Be the person your dog thinks you are.
All right.